And he is a paranormal investigator responsible for the Holzer Files, which premieres tonight at 10 on the Travel Channel. Dave Schrader.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on today.
It's a pleasure, especially it being Halloween week. Halloween's got to be a big time of year for people in your field, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is our golden time, and I love it. And I'm so glad that we're able to premiere the show right before Halloween. And being the fact that it's a ghost investigation show, you couldn't ask for a better launching point.
Yeah, right. And not only that, at a time when a lot of people are going to be staying home and watching TV instead of maybe going to Halloween parties this year.
Yeah, sadly, but at least now they have something to entertain them. You could tune into the Ghost Adventures two-hour special that precedes us tonight, where they go to Joe Exotic Zoo. So if you haven't had enough of type of thing, yeah, now you get the chance to investigate the zoo for all the strange supernatural claims there. And then right after, the Holzer Files launches, and we go on an investigation of Cleveland, Ohio, into a case known as the Phantom Hand.
The show revolves around a guy named Hans Holzer. So who was Hans Holzer?
Dr. Hans Holzer was a very prolific paranormal investigator here in the United States. He, had a 60-year career in examining cases and stories of supernatural phenomena and wrote over 140 books on the subject. He would investigate as many of these claims as he could, and in the cases he couldn't physically investigate himself, he would write about them and share the history and the haunting stories that surround them with listeners and readers around the world. So it's a great opportunity that his family, his daughter Alexandra, is a part of our show, open up these case files and allow us to go back in with 21st century technology, 21st century research tools, and try to get deeper into these stories and understand why these hauntings may be taking place there.
So there are some like recordings on the show. Is that actually his voice?
Yes, we have actual, he was very, very tedious in all the notes that he would handwrite. He would audio record everything and he would videotape what he could. So we've got real footage, real audio, real notes, everything that he documented on these cases, and we try to incorporate them when we can into the episodes.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great thing to have. That's like you got the mother load sitting there.
It is, and it's freaky because he worked with these trance mediums, and what that means is a medium, Sybil Leek or Ethel Meyer, he would take them to one of these places and let them tap into the spiritual realm. He wouldn't tell them the history of the place or why they were there, and then he would record them, and you'd hear these genteel women talking to him, and then they would go into trance, and all of a sudden, My body! Where is my body? And it just sounds terrifying to hear this audio. And we've got those original snippets and clips and the supernatural stuff that he recorded, and we get to incorporate it in on our stories and show you where it started and where we take it.
We're talking to Dave Schrader of the Holzer Files, which premieres tonight at 10 on the Travel Channel. The episode that airs tonight, the premiere episode for season 2, it is The Phantom Hand. It is about a family in Cleveland who encountered a hand reaching toward them from their basement door. Could you pick a more terrifying case to start the season? That sounds horrifying.
Here's the deal, right? And even that made it sound very bland and innocuous. The fact of the matter is, this family was tormented. They would hear sounds of screaming and moaning coming from their cellar. They had a trap door in the floor, like old houses used to, that would allow you into the cellar for storage.
Yep.
And they would see the door flip open on its own. They would hear these things. They used to put stuff on top of it or try to lock it, only to come back in the room and see things removed and the lock off. Then they started seeing this hand reaching out from the cellar door. So you could easily say, listen, these people were nuts. But they called the police. And this is a well-documented case. Two police detectives, and we give the names and talk about it. Two police detectives show up on the scene. They are investigating this call, and one of them sees the hand and calls out a warning and ends up shooting four times at this thing. They open up the door. There's no body. There's no blood. And they're like, you need a priest, not the police. And this case is huge in scope with what was going on. And I think we uncover why this area is so haunted. And this is a kind of a case of true crime and the supernatural coming together in our very first season premiere episode for season 2. And it takes us to an unconventional location and some of the more chilling moments we've ever shared together as a team.
Yeah, I mean, that takes me right back to The Evil Dead 2. Remember the evil horror hag in the basement? Someone's in my root cellar. That's exactly what that reminds me of. And that terrified me when I first saw it.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah. And to go back into these stories and hear these tales and we have the recordings of the family talking about this and their experiences. And it was really nice because Tony Todd, the client we're working with, he wanted answers about what his family experienced. He was a very young boy at the time. But he got to hear his mom and dad's voice for the first time in 30, 40 years. And it was really touching to see how it affected him and opening up memories to what took place there.
So how about you? How did you get into this whole thing? Like, how old were you when you first got interested in paranormal things?
Well, I kind of had the paranormal stalk me. I was very young, about 2 years old when my grandmother passed away. And I was kind of the apple of her eye. I have no memory of this, but my family would tell me stories of how they would come to pick me up from my grandfather's, and I would talk about how my grandma came to read to me last night, and she would talk to me, and I would convey to them things I should not know, especially at that age. And my mom finally opened up to her sister, my aunt, and said, you know, Dave keeps dreaming about mom. He says she's coming to him and reading him stories and talking, and then says, you know, he said this last time she was wearing this polka dot dress with a pearl necklace, and she was funny because she didn't have all of her teeth. Well, my grandmother had passed away from cirrhosis of the liver and just didn't look like herself, so they did a closed casket. My aunt picked out the outfit, gave it to my grandfather, who gave it to the mortician. Those were the only three people that knew what my grandmother was buried in, and I described to a T the outfit that she had been buried in.
Can you still picture it?
I have no physical memory of this, but my aunt admitted to my mom she received a phone call from my grandmother after she died as well. So that kind of was my opening. My family was very open in talking about this. They never made it seem scary or taboo, and they always had books laying around. So I got indoctrinated early, and I'd read books by Dr. Hans Holzer or the Warrens or D. Scott Rogo, mm-hmm. and follow the cases of Dr. Barry Taff and such. So it really fascinated me, but Hans Holzer stood above the rest, head and shoulders, and I was fascinated by what he looked at and explored, and he always sought the truth and wanted to help the spirits, which really resonated with me. So getting a chance to go back in and try to give these answers and be a voice for some of these victims, these spirits, these lost souls, so that they're remembered, because that really is what ghosts are. They're history's way of reminding us where we've been, and hopefully so that we don't continue to make the same mistakes.
The show is called The Holzer Files. It's going to premiere tonight on the Travel Channel. Dave, I wish we could do an entire one-hour podcast about this, because you sound like you know a lot, and it's really something that I'm interested in. So I'm definitely setting my DVR, and I hope you are too. Dave Schrader, thank you very much for joining us today.
It is my pleasure, and I do host a paranormal podcast called Darkness Radio, so your listeners can find me on any podcast service. And tune in to The Strange and Supernatural week in and week out with me on that. Watch The Holzer Files every Thursday on the Travel Channel. Thank you very much for having me on. Stay spooky, and happy Ghosttober.